As with any case, context is very key to understanding what happened. In this one, Austin Medeiros, he was convicted and sentenced to 25 years to life in prison for the death of Emily Loba, a disabled woman who weighed 75 pounds and was unable to make a fist. He claimed that she was a rapist and a murderer and part of a violent gang. The other part of this equation is he's schizophrenic. So what do you do in this sort of a situation where you have someone who's not really mentally competent to understand what they did, why they did it, but we put them on trial? A judge sentenced Austin Medeiros to 25 years to life in prison for charges related to the strangulation death of 28-year-old disabled woman in Humboldt County, California, in 2022. Medeiros will serve another 6 years and 4 months in jail for felony fleeing, car theft, and assaultive crimes committed against other victims, including a Humboldt County corrections officer. So this guy has a rap sheet. He's been doing things for a little while, it seems, with his disability and, you know, causing chaos out there. The jury found him guilty of the charges. Medeiros, who admitted to killing Emily Loba, argued during the sentencing hearing that he was justified because he believed she was a violent criminal and rapist who had killed several people and belonged to a dangerous gang called the Wrecking Crew with hundreds of members. The Wrecking Crew was a rap group.
Well, they've turned into a gang.
It's the Wrecking Crew. He says, I definitely killed Emma Loba. And I lied on the stand, but I was justified in my actions. Someone who's not clearly there. Medeiros was initially declared incompetent for criminal proceedings after being involuntarily medicated. He was reinstated over the objections of his attorney, Deputy Counsel Owen Tipps, who claimed that even after medication, Medeiros maintained delusions that made effective assistance difficult. That's where it shouldn't be a criminal murder trial. If we're having grace on human beings who are mentally disabled, it just shouldn't take place because it doesn't excuse a crime. It doesn't mean, well, let's let them go free because they didn't understand what they were doing at the time, or they believed this or that, like Lori Vallow thinking she's killing zombies. But it calls for a different way of handling it, where this individual is locked away, not able to get out, and is in a safe place where they can't hurt themselves or, more importantly, others.
Mm-hmm.
In a press release, attorney Stacey J. Eads said that Medeiros strangled Loba on April 3rd, 2022, stole most of her possessions, including her van, then eluded capture for a week. Loba weighed only 75 pounds, was born with arthrogryposis, okay, a disorder that inhibits joint motion. She experienced hip dislocation and was unable to create a fist, hit, or even scratch. Her caregiver attempted to enter the residence for a scheduled appointment with Loba, but was denied entry by Medeiros, sparking an argument between the two. Medeiros allegedly assaulted the caregiver before fleeing the scene in Loba's vehicle. Medeiros said he fatally strangled Loba because he thought she was a rapist and had killed multiple women, including his twin. He reportedly believes she filmed the acts and kept the recordings in her apartment. He asked the police to obtain a search warrant to locate the videos. It's believed that the two had known each other for a short time prior to the murder. Nearly a week after Loba's death, Medeiros was arrested for allegedly attempting to steal a Santa Cruz Harbor patrol boat. So this guy's kind of like living out Grand Theft Auto in a certain way, where you just don't care what you're doing.
A patrol boat, no less. Like, not just a boat.
A patrol boat. That seems logical. According to the sheriff's office, Santa Cruz police discovered a loaded stolen weapon and a little under 30 grams of hallucinogenic mushrooms in his possession.
Which is not helping his mental illness.
What's better for someone who has schizophrenia than magic mushrooms? Medeiros was initially taken into the Santa Cruz County Jail on allegations of possessing, transporting a narcotic drug, and carrying a loaded stolen handgun. He was eventually extradited back to Humboldt County on murder, evading a peace officer, assault, battery, and drug possession. on a jailhouse phone call to his mother, played during the trial. Meritos, who his mother said is schizophrenic and has resisted psychiatric care his entire life, said that he's expected to receive a slap on the wrist at most. I'm probably only going to get a year for all this, Meritos said. So,
I mean, that's how delusional he is.
Yeah.
Like he killed somebody and he's like, okay, I'll probably get a year. I'll be out.
Well, he only got 25 to life for murder.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and that's just, it's insane. Like, okay, well, we realize that you have you're schizophrenia and let's give you a lesser sentence. Like, no, just don't necessarily put him in the jailhouse population. That's not going to help him. It should be probably a hospital type setting, but one where he can't leave and he can't escape from it. And even there's not a lot of getting better from something like this. There's medication and such, but there is, you know, he committed the crime. He needs to be put away, but we need to handle this a little differently than how
right.
we heard
because
all the other.
Once he gets into the prison population, he could be really dangerous to other people and himself.
Easily.
And I know people who have had schizophrenia and they are 100%, they believe it. Like yep. there's no talking, like saying, you know, well, let's think about this. You know, she's 75 pounds. She's got this disease. You know, she can't even make a fist. She doesn't belong to a violent gang. But when they get that in their head, it's 100% true. There's no talking schizophrenics out of that belief.
No.
And they're unmedicated.
Yeah.
Even when they're medicated, you know, it's just not, here's a pill and they're over it. It's not even like that.
No, so I mean, and it's a sad testament to our mental health system. We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Years ago, someone like this would have been in a mental health facility and not allowed to be out in the population. But we shut state hospitals down many, many years ago. So they no longer exist unless you come from a wealthy family and you want to pay for care that way. Other than that, it's typically you're in, you're out, and good luck. And judging,
Seriously. And judging
from the mother and what they were saying, that yes, he's been refusing it his whole life. The mother's hands are tied. You can't force anybody to get treatment for anything unless they want it or they've committed some sort of a crime. So now it's always after the fact that we handle these things, but it'd be far more humane to live in a society where if you have a debilitating illness that is causing you to be a danger to yourself and others, it's insane that we just like, well, good luck. You know, they'll make it out.
That's
there.
That's pretty much it. And even someone I know who has a lot of money and schizophrenia
yeah.
had a really hard time getting treatment.
Sure.
Really hard time finding a place. And money wasn't even an issue in that case.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, really difficult.
We don't focus on any of those things until someone does something horrible. And then we look at it for a second and then we brush it under the rug, go, okay, they're gone now. And are they? You know, they're not.
And then look what happened in this case. You know, he met her. A few days later, he's convinced that she belongs in this gang.
Yeah.
The Wrecking Crew, they're dangerous. They're raping and killing people, and she's part of it.
He's going to end up killing people in prison, guaranteed.
Very much. So and I believe that.
Depending on how you view that and who the targets are, it could be a good thing or a bad thing. But at the same point, to someone, this is not a well individual. You can't treat them the same way. You can't. You don't let them out, but you can't handle it the same way because they can't handle reality the same way that everyone else does.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad story right. overall. If you want to weigh in on any of the cases that we are following for you right here, you can do so. We have a phone number for that. It's 8885-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in. We'd love to hear from you. For Carol, I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.